It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. They've done great work to it. Brand new floors. It actually looks great now. And the food is to die for. Every day I walk past the kitchen and the smell of the food is absolutely fantastic. Great menu, well worth a visit. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay right here? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I got a WhatsApp earlier on today from somebody who's not a million miles away from me. In fact, he's right there beside me.
Yeah.
You sent me a WhatsApp earlier on, which I'm going to play. I don't have to play, but I'm going
to
play just...
Oh, no, you're okay to play this. I don't have a problem with
just
you
as a kind of a bit of a scene setter. Have a listen, please, to this WhatsApp that I got from our Jeremy about 11:15 today.
We need to talk about this on the podcast today. Remember I told you about this a couple of weeks ago? Well, it's still going on. So it's, what time is it? 11:05. And I'm just walking across the road to the shop to get a cup of tea. And there's... five, six, let me just count them, seven lads sitting on the wall in building gear from one of the sites, and they're obviously on a, I don't know, what is it, a mid-morning break or whatever, and I'm just walking past them now and they're all smoking joints. Two of them are still actually rolling joints and the others are smoking a joint. Now the gas thing is that building site has a sign outside it saying we take, I can't remember because I'm after walking by now, but it says something to the effect of, we take safety seriously. And here's, there's a group of lads who are on a mid-morning break, smoking a joint each, and then going back into work, to work on a building site. Like, am I the only one that thinks that's crazy and absolutely reckless? I'd love to mention the name of the builders, very well-known builders. But surely, like, is there no checks on these building sites? It's madness to think that they could just go back into work after doing that. And, like, I was saying to you last week or 2 weeks ago when we talked about this, I probably have a moral obligation to contact the foreman of this building site. Like, it's just... I'm walking by them again here, and... Sorry, it's six blokes sitting on the wall, literally on a break, having a joint and going back to a building site. That's absolutely crazy.
Now,
we need to talk about it.
Okay, we are going to talk about it. So, this was a building site in the city centre somewhere.
City centre is good enough for the moment.
And how, firstly, I have to ask you, how do you know that they were smoking joints as opposed to rolling up cigarettes?
Because walking by, it was like being at a... No, I've never been at one, so I wouldn't know, but I would imagine it's what's like at a cannabis, a hash party. It was literally reeking from all of them. It was obvious as well. I know the difference between a joint and a roll-up cigarette. These things were huge, huge joints. Now, I'm shocked by two things, okay? The first thing is, and let's see if anybody has the balls to actually come on and back up their point, because I've been getting abuse since our social media people put this up, what, an hour and a half ago. I've been getting abuse from people saying, you're a nosy bollocks, mind your own business, they're doing no harm. How can anybody, with their hand on their heart, say that this is not harmful, what's been happening?
Harmful in what way?
Oh my God, you cannot go onto a building site. And we looked up stats on this, by the way. This was done by a company in the UK. They did a survey last year and found that more than a third of construction workers have witnessed a colleague under the influence of drugs on the site. A third of construction workers.
Okay, so these lads were on a break and they were... smoking a joint, and then they go back to work. What's the worry here? What's the problem here?
Like,
one joint.
Like, look at that. Keith Rogers, relax there, will you, for fuck's sake, you rat. Okay, Keith, I want you to expand your brain a bit. Amanda, try and get Keith onto the show. Expand your brain a bit, Keith, and explain. Sorry, can we message him actually, see if he can come on?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you have the intelligence and the balls to back up your point, okay? Tell me how or why it is safe to be working on a construction site, operating heavy machinery. You could be operating a crane while you're under the influence of cannabis. How can anybody be that fucking stupid that they think that's acceptable? So do you think it is, by the way?
I don't smoke joints, so I...
Oh, yeah, sorry, and I wanted to say at the start before you don't know what... Yes, I have never smoked cannabis in my life.
I have, never did anything for
you
me.
You did it back when you were 18. Yeah. You don't remember what it...
No, I remember it did nothing for me.
Okay, it did nothing for you. It does things for other people or they wouldn't smoke it. Why would you smoke it if it didn't do anything for you?
And why do people smoke cigarettes? They do nothing for you either.
Well, that's an addiction.
Anyway, so you said in that message that I played that you feel you have a moral obligation to report it to the foreman on the building site.
Well, after sending you that message then, you rang me and we were discussing it. And in fairness, you've done a complete 180 because you were saying to me on the phone, maybe you should report them.
I never said that.
Oh, you did. You
no,
said.
I don't be quoting something I said when I didn't say it.
What did you say?
I said, so you're going to report them, are you? I didn't say I think you should.
I thought that was you saying
should. No. I don't think you should. No. I think you should mind your own fucking business if you want the honest truth.
Oh, really? Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
Okay, supposing...
What's your worry? What do you think is going to happen? What's the risk? What's the danger of this group of lads smoking one spliff on their lunch break?
First of all, that construction company that run that site, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you think the foreman or the owner of that company or owners would be happy to know that...
I would imagine they're not blind and they probably walk around the site and see them sitting on the wall on their break and probably are fully...
No, I don't believe...
Fully aware?
No, I don't believe that for one second. You believe that a foreman would be aware of that and would turn a blind eye. Would you stop? Sure, I told you, they have a sign up that says, we take on-site safety very seriously. Okay, let me put this to every single one of you who thinks that this is okay, yeah? Supposing one of those young fellas, and by the way, they were all young. They were all, I'd say, well under 30, okay? So they were young people, yeah? Probably only in the building game a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing... One of them is a forklift driver or a crane operator, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And holding a big pallet of bricks or something like that, yeah? And whatever effect smoking a joint has had on them, yeah? They're not as alert and they end up dropping the pallet from the crane or dropping it from the forklift and it ends up killing somebody.
That's your worry? That a pallet of bricks is going to fall on your head? Is that what you really... Is this where we're at here?
No, my head. I'm talking about
somebody's head.
Okay, so if that's where we're at, okay. So you think it's okay?
You are concerned that site safety is being compromised because a few lads on their lunch break were smoking slips.
I shouldn't care because I'm not on the site. I don't care.
Well, then mind your own business.
But that could be someone's father, somebody's husband working on a site. When you go onto a site, you want to know that the site is safe. And I'm sorry, if you have smoked a joint, you are not safe to operate heavy. Is there a sign anywhere, Adrian, on a building site in Ireland that says, yeah? Is there a sign anywhere on a site, in a building site, that says you should operate this machinery while...
No, don't be so stupid.
No, why not? Why not, though?
There just isn't. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to send us a WhatsApp with your opinion on this, 085-825-2626.
And can I just say another thing? And I'm very good at predicting this. During this conversation... I would be very surprised. I'll give you €100, actually, in fact, Adrian. I'll give you €100 of my money if we get a construction worker on to admit that he does it. I'll give you €100. Look, because that's how sure I am. And I want you, because this is a podcast, I don't want people thinking that I'm lying. What am I after pulling out of my wallet?
Oh, it's a €100 note.
€100. I will give you €100 if we have a builder or a construction worker or anybody who works on a site coming on and admit that they've worked on a site while after smoking a joint. Why do I think that we will not get that call?
I don't know, actually.
Come on, don't play silly buggers.
I don't know why you are so sure we won't get one.
Oh, I'm sure enough to give you €100. Why do I think that we won't get one?
Because they won't admit it?
Yes, because they know that they're doing
Jeremy,
wrong.
Jeremy, if these guys sitting outside this building site, if you were able to see them, I'm sure the foreman is able to see them as well.
No, because it's across the road.
Well, does he not eat his lunch? Does he not buy his lunch in the same place?
I don't know.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to get in touch with us with your opinion, like Glenn just did.
Look, before I say this, I've never come down to anyone approaching you lads or getting in the street about your opinions. But on here, I think, Jeremy, you're a fucking dickhead. Look, Australia, I'm an anti-drug person. I think you're wasting life. That's your thing. Like, I'm never going to sit there and fucking try and get someone sacked or complain because I might smell a bit of weed or something. Unless they're not driving me somewhere and you have drink or weed on their breath, I don't give a fuck what they do. At the end of the day, you complain about one person, you probably have to sack half the site.
Now, Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's the story, boys?
Now, Trevor, Jeremy said in his message that he feels he has a moral obligation to report what he witnessed to the supervisor on the building site. What do you think?
Fuck's sake, Adrian, are you going to make me say it?
Yeah, go on.
Are you really going to make me say it?
You agree with Jeremy?
I agree with Jeremy. Oh, Jesus, no. That's a sour taste. You said I don't have to, but yeah. The lads, they deserve to be sacked, and I've done it in my own company, and I don't feel any sort of badness about it.
You've sacked workers for what?
Two lads smoking joints on break.
And why did you sack them?
Well, exclusively, the reason was they were smoking joints, which is a mind altering drug. Don't give a fuck how many. Oh, you can have a tolerance. Get the fuck. It's a mind altering drug. And if they come into my premises and start messing with machineries, what happens if they lose a finger or a hand?
What if?
Yeah, what if? They still ain't getting combo because when they get tested, they ain't getting a fucking cent.
Okay, these lads were having a joint at their lunch break and you sacked them. Sacked them for what reason? Because their work wasn't up to
doing
standard?
They were doing illegal substance on the premises. So
oh, that's the issue?
Well, no, it was the main reason was it was a safety violation.
A safety violation? How is smoking a joint a safety violation?
Well, Adrian, what if they have one on the way to work and have it with a coffee, and then after the coffee they have one on the drive from the shop to work? That's two. Then they have Hang on, Adrian. You're going to ask me a question, I'm going to answer you, right? Then they have one on the mid-morning break, and then they have one on their afternoon break. That's nearly four joints in a day. My question to you is...
Have these lads, or had these lads, been a danger on the in your company? Had they been underperforming or performing their duties in a negligent way? Were they a danger to anybody?
It doesn't matter if they were a danger, they could have been. So therefore, I took the preemptive strike on getting rid of them before they caused a problem for me and my business.
And what?
Let me ask you a question.
What problem were you worried they would cause for your business?
Well, as you know, you have a lot of machinery in my warehouse. Why would I risk them losing a hand or anything like that and then causing my business to shut down for a few hours while the guards are called in, while the ambulance are called in, and an investigation is launched? That's my business.
Okay, so you believe that these workers were not able to perform to the best of their ability because they'd been smoking joints on their lunch break?
Well, that would be my thing, but also the safety aspect would be a big thing about an agent. But let me ask you a question, agent. Do you want a crane operator smoking joints?
I don't think
around 100 feet off the ground with Trevor,
I've absolutely no doubt that there are some crane operators that smoke a spliff while they're sitting in their cab.
Right, and let me ask you a question. Do you not think they should be sacked?
I don't think they should be doing it, but I've no doubt they are doing it.
So he hasn't answered your question at all. I don't think a crane operator, mind altering drug, should he be sacked?
Should he be sacked? He probably would be sacked, yeah.
Well, then what's the issue? He should be sacked because it is a mind-altering drug. It is a safety violation. And building sites in this country alone are, oh, we're so safe. Fuck off, you're not, because you allow this. And it shouldn't be allowed. And if anything, all the fucking people who come out of the building sites should be tested. Because at the end of the day, they're using nail guns, they're using plane electricity, they're driving dumpers, trucks, forklifts, teleporters, cranes. Like, these are things that kill people.
Back to Jeremy's moral obligation. Jeremy feels he has a moral obligation to contact the foreman's office
and say, lads, by the way, foreman, do you know that 7 or 6 of your staff or whatever are sitting on the wall on their break every day and they're rolling joints? That's all you have to say. Like, the thing is, yeah. your attitude towards this is disgusting.
Disgusting.
And you've done a 180 because Trevor's after holding you up against the wall there. A few minutes ago, you said whatever the seven lads are doing on the wall is their own business. Okay? Now, one of those could be a crane
could
driver.
Could be. You don't know that. Could be a crane driver. Could be.
Trevor says to you, do you think it's okay to be high while operating a crane?
No, I didn't say that.
The question was, do you think it's okay to
be a crane operator while you're smoking a spliff in your cab up 100 feet in the air? No, I don't think that's appropriate.
But so you agree that they should be reported?
No, I didn't say that.
You still haven't answered me other question.
Go on, try me again.
If a lad wakes up in the morning, now this is actually verbatim what this one of the lads who I sacked told me. He goes, I'm grand, this is all I have, right? He had a joint on the way to work. They'd stop off at Costco. They'd get a coffee, and then he'd have a joint on the way to work from the shop, and then he'd have a joint on his midday break. That's three joints within a work day. You're telling me that's not going to affect them?
I'm asking the question I asked you is, have you seen these guys stoned out of their bicky, not able to perform their duties? And the answer is no, you haven't.
You're still not getting it. They're taking a mind-altering drug, then working with machinery that will cut their hands clean off.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in, stay there, Trevor. I'll come back to you in a sec. Craig, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Craig?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Craig. Now, Craig, what do you want to say on this? Trevor and Jeremy both believe that these workers should all be sacked.
Well, experiencing myself, I was a couple of years ago, I was on drugs, on the side. If somebody caught me, it wouldn't have blamed them for sacking me either. I don't know. I was doing cocaine on the job. Waking up in the morning, taking it before I went in, taking it on my lunch break, going to the bathroom, taking it during working on it, and like I was walking, but I wouldn't say I was walking to the best of my abilities, you know what I mean? If I had to go caught against actually,
okay, so let me find out then how affected you were. You said you were doing cocaine, you were deserved to be sacked. How out of it were you when you were actually working?
I was able to talk and all that, but like I was just stuttering all my words. I was like looking. I was able to do the job, jumping in, but like if somebody went back over and looked at it, jumping in, they'd find some faults with her and there, jumping in the scaffold, jumping in. But like, so people use the scaffold every day, jumping in. And if somebody had pulled me on that saying, "Well, you're doing drugs," I've done drug tests before I started going into addiction and falling down cocaine, and I passed the test, jumping in. But I think the drug test should be mandatory on the site.
And let me ask you then, working on sites as you obviously have, are many guys taking drugs of whether it be a joint or more serious like you?
Yeah, well, I remember on one of my inspections, there was a full car I was going down to take down to the shop. I ended up selling the bag of cocaine to one of the workers and all five of us were down in the car.
Right, and then back to work.
Back to work, yeah.
So we were talking about what Jeremy witnessed earlier on. Now, he didn't see anybody doing lines of cocaine outside this building, this building site, yeah. But he did see a load of lads smoking a few joints. Trevor was saying if they're smoking one in their mid-morning break, they're smoking one at their lunch break, they're probably smoking one in their afternoon break. Do you think that Jeremy has an obligation to report these builders for smoking joints on their break?
Obviously, a joint is a bit different to cocaine, but it does have a point. Because like I said, if you're driving a crane, you could be swinging stuff over underneath it. So it's joined in the city as well, don't mean? Could let one thing fall and fall on the people walking underneath or cars driving underneath, falling on the cars. I've seen it before. People dropping scaffolding and pausing and landing on their car in the side. No, so you have the fair point of your answer.
Somebody dropped a pallet on top of someone's car.
No, a scaffold pile went through the front windscreen of the car on the apartment block, yeah.
And when you were on the bike and you were literally on cocaine when you were on the site, could you do the job as safely? Now, this may seem like a stupid question, but some people listening would say, yes, he could. Could you do the job as safely when you were on the bike?
Probably not, no. Not the full capability, because after I came off, I was still walking with them and people noticed a huge change. And you walked up and a lot better or something. So we'll probably say it wasn't the best opportunity, you know.
I can't believe we're actually having this conversation. First of all, I can't believe that you're being so honest. I can't believe that you cost me 100 quid as well to Adrian. I'll give you that.
That we wouldn't get one.
Thanks for that, Craig. No, but I can't believe your honesty. That literally, I've never, in all the years of interviewing people, we've never spoken to someone who has openly admitted, yes, I was on the bag while I was working on a building site. It's just We're speechless.
And Craig, do you think that Jeremy should reply? Because this isn't the first time he's seen this. He's seen this quite a few times. The group of lads smoking joints on their lunch break. Do you think he should report this to the foreman?
Because it is dangerous out there. Only in December, I was walking on the street in the car, suddenly a big thing fell, a young kid, 24-year-old, I think it was, just before Christmas. And he in hospital for a week, something pretty severe. So it could have been something to do with drugs, you don't know. But definitely a cook kill somebody.
Okay, now you were in the...
Me included.
You included, right, okay. So you were at one stage at the height of addiction, doing cocaine while you were holding down a job on a building site. How are you now?
I'm off for 2 years now. That's why I'm so open and honest. I learned how to be honest in recovery and talk about how things and bring in reality of how it can kill somebody or how you can kill somebody driving on the road.
Good man.
And being ahead, something.
Good man. Fair play to you. Fair play. Okay, so Trevor, there's a guy who was that soldier who wore that T-shirt, and he's saying that Jeremy should report to the foreman that these lads are outside smoking joints.
And this lad was a scaffolder, was he, Adrian?
Yeah.
You're saying that when you put the scaffolding up, your bosses would check all of your work and they're finding problems,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you would find problems, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, fair play to you for at least admitting it, mate, but you know what? You should have been sacked long before that. You even got to that stage, because you know, someone walking along slips and they fall, and then even a shovel goes out of hand, that's someone dead.
But as you heard... Trevor, he agrees. He should have been sacked.
Yeah. No, and that's why I said fair play to him. He's owning up to agent. But at the end of the day, agent, you're the one, you're still having to answer my question. Like, these lads coming in
okay,
there.
Okay, there is a difference. Sorry, Trevor, there is a difference between somebody coked out of their head and smoking a joint. Big, big difference.
Right. No. See, there you go, agent. You're assuming it's a joint. Most people who smoke weed have one the minute they wake up in the morning. You know what I mean? I've had lads, the lads who worked for me said they would have one on the way in. They'd have one when they wake up, before they even leave the gaff. They would have one on the way in to get their coffee. And then after the coffee, they'd have one on the way to the job. I've actually been on sites where I had to go measure up jobs. And I've seen electricians pulling wire in through walls with a joint in their mouth. And I just went, nope, I'm out here. It wouldn't work with people like that. They're a hazard. They're a danger. Like, would you want to be living in a place that an electrician wired up here and he's fucking, you find out he's doing 3-4 joints during the day? And Adrian, most of these lads go off to the fucking party party and have one joint in there as well while reading the paper, dumping out a load. You know what I mean? That's not
okay, so yes, yes is the answer. He has a moral obligation to...
I would imagine it'd be a legal obligation as well, if and like, you know what I mean? Like, these people are meant to be building office blocks, hospitals, fucking schools, apartments, whatever. And they're driving some of the heaviest equipment on the planet and on the roads, using electrician nail guns around like that. And you say, it's only a joint. You don't know how many they're having. That's the whole issue here. You only see one. They might be having 4 or 5 before the end of the day.
But Jeremy doesn't know that. Jeremy just sees a group of lads having a joint on their break. That's all he's seeing. Yeah, he doesn't know how many
they've
had.
Nobody's going into a site beforehand not having a joint. And anyone comes in a show, I'll call them a fucking liar and junkie to their head, to their face. Eh?
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Ashley is not happy with me, apparently.
Pretty sure Adrian won't have the take he has if one of the lads was working with his son, and because he was so off his face, he accidentally hurt him and he ended up in hospital. So lackadaisy with his opinion.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Charlene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Charlene?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, what did you want to say on this, Charlene?
I think we're kind of going off the beaten track here a little bit. Like, the whole thing is, should Jeremy report it now?
That is the whole thing, yeah.
And I mean, I personally think that I'm sure the people who are managing these lads know what's going on. If someone's having a joint on their break, I highly doubt they're having 4 or 5 more throughout the day. They're probably having one in the morning and one on their lunch break. They might have one when they go home, but that's nobody's business. Do you know that kind of way?
And this was the point that I made to Jeremy earlier on. Jeremy, just because you've spotted these lads smoking their joints on a couple of occasions, because you've mentioned it to me before.
Well, the site is only new. The site is only up about 2 months. It's a brand new site.
But you've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You've no idea how much they're doing. And the point I made to you earlier on is, if you've spotted it, chances are the foreman of the site has spotted it.
I don't believe
you're not the only person. No. You spotted it two or three times in the last couple of weeks.
Sorry, Charlene, I don't believe any foreman would knowingly allow building contractors on a site that were high on drugs. There's no way. The job of a building foreman is to make sure that the site is safe. And can you imagine the repercussions? Can you imagine if a construction worker dropped a pallet on top of someone and took their leg off? There would be...
Why? Because they'd smoked a joint?
No, obviously, when someone... When you're
smoking a joint and when you are on, like, class A drugs, I think if someone's on the site and they're sniffing lines and they're doing...
But anything in your system, I would imagine when there's an accident on a site, that the first thing that is done is blood tests are taken from anybody that's involved to make sure that there's no illegal drugs in the system. Can you imagine the repercussions if someone who dropped a pallet and took someone's leg off?
You're making it out that these guys are doing crystal meth on their lunch break.
Who mentioned crystal meth?
They're smoking a joint.
What's the whataboutery about? What's that?
They're smoking a joint.
Yes, a mind-altering drug.
They're smoking a joint.
By the way, I don't think it's a serious drug. Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Charlene. You obviously think I'm overreacting here. If you were getting on a plane today, and just before the plane was about to take off, the pilot said, flying down to Lanzarote, it's going to be a lovely flight. I'm nice and relaxed. I just had a joint in terminal. No, don't say, Adrian, what
it's
laughing
never
at
gonna happen.
No, it's never going to happen, but let me ask the question. How would you...
And by the way, pilots get drug tested.
Why do they get drug tested, though? Why?
Because they're I understand what they're saying. They're managing heavy machinery and they're flying loads of passengers, and I do understand their point, but I do think, like, high on drugs, I don't think they're high on drugs when you smoke a joint.
You are high when you smoke a joint. That's where the expression high came from.
High, but they're not incapable of doing stuff. It's different if you're sitting down and you're smoking joint after joint after joint. You're smoking one joint on your lunch break. They're not high on drugs and can't operate anything. People do it every day. People, do you know what I mean?
Well, there you go, Trevor. People do it every day and no harm done. They're not incapable of working just because they had a joint.
Fucking Jesus Christ. She just said, I understand what you mean, Jeremy. The pilot, it's for safety. That's why he's drug tested. And on the other hand, the lads on the site who are working with high-powered machinery, heavy-ass machinery, dangerous machinery, electrical wiring, cranes, they're okay to do it. Are you fucking kidding me? And let me ask Charlene here a question. If you, like, you're assuming these lads are having one joint, what if you found out they were having two, three, four joints during the whole working day? Would you be bothered? Would you still say, it's okay, it's not money, it's not really bad? It's not class A.
They probably get 30 minutes on their lunch break, they're not having more than one joint. It's a fact, like, everyone knows.
Charlene, you're not answering me question. You didn't answer me question. You're dancing around it again, like Adrian just did. If you knew for a fact they were having three or four during the whole work day, would you have a problem with it?
No. No, personally, I wouldn't.
Well, there you go. You know what I mean? Charlene, how much weed do you smoke? Come on.
Probably one joint in the evening.
Hey, there you go. Hello, welcome to the conversation.
What's the point you're making?
She's a fucking weed head. Of course she's not going to have a problem with it.
She's a weed head. She's one joint in the evening. Are you having a laugh?
One joint. Love, you're a weed head. You're a weed head. No wonder you stick up for these fucking irresponsible bastards who work on a site. Listen, Charlene, let me ask you a question. I have heavy machinery in my job, right? I have lads working for me, and they came in and told me they had at least three joints throughout the working day. Do you think I was right or wrong sacking them?
That's your opinion. I know. There's plenty of
foremen. No, Charlene, I asked you a question. I asked for your opinion, Charlene. Come on, tell me, am I right or wrong for sacking them for doing three joints while working with machinery on a line where they also have responsibility for the man next to them? Am I right for sacking them?
They obviously don't respect you very much, and I can see why.
No, Charlene, was I right in sacking them? You're still not answering the question.
Well, it's a fact. They don't respect you.
No, Charlene, you're still not answering the question. Come on, sweetheart. Tell me the truth. Come on. Was I right in sacking them, putting the other worker's safety ahead of anyone else, ahead of the little junkies that we're standing next to them? Do you think I was right in sacking them, Charlene? Come on.
How are you junkies now? They're not on the site smoking.
Charlene, I'm getting tumbleweeds here. You're dancing. Come on. As
she said, Trevor, they're hardly junkies if they're smoking a joint.
She has not answered the question, Adrian. She has not said yes or no. Was I right in sacking them? The other one is yes or no. Was I right?
No, I don't think so. It's a joint.
So there you go. Thank you, right? Now, I was waiting for you to say that. Now, so you're telling me I should value the junkies as much as the lads who respect the job I'll come in and think about the other lads standing next to him. Should I?
Doesn't want you using the word junkies to describe people who are smoking some joints. Let me ask you.
I don't give a fuck what she wants, Adrian. Hold on, listen, hang on. She just said I was wrong for sacking people who take mind-altering drugs who could endanger a lad next to them. I shouldn't be using the word junkie. Fuck off, you're having a laugh.
Let me ask you, Charlene, as somebody who, by your own admission, smokes one joint in the evening, what effect, if any, does it have on you?
It makes me relax. It makes me chilled. I have children. They go to bed. You smoke a joint in the evening, you go to bed. Do you know what I mean? You're chilling out at the end of the day. The same way people will go home and have a couple of glasses of wine and they'll go to the pub for a pint or two. It's very similar to that. I wouldn't call myself a junkie now because I smoke a joint. I'm not going home and smoking crack cocaine.
Okay. You say it makes you relaxed and after a hard, stressful day, and that's fine. What if it makes those builders that Jeremy has seen, what if it makes them very relaxed to the point that maybe they can't operate machinery properly?
I feel like if they know that they're going in and they're smoking a joint on their lunch break, they're well aware that they're able to continue doing their job. They wouldn't do it. I personally don't think they would do it if it meant that they were going to cause harm to someone or cause any, that they couldn't work their job, basically. I don't think they're going to do it, especially if they're doing it all the time.
Okay, so you don't believe that it has the sort of effect on people that people like Jeremy believe it has?
Personally, no. Not weird, no.
No, and I'm not using the word junkie to describe someone who uses cannabis. I think it's the least term for drugs. We did it. Well, let me ask you another question, Charlene. We did an expose about 2 years ago on this podcast of a hairdressers in North Dublin, near Swords, I think it was. And the girl, this was a customer of the hairdressers that contacted us. And we did the podcast was huge at the time. And she rang us to say that two of the hairdressers in this hair salon were smoking joints in between, you know, when a hairdresser takes a break after doing a long hairdo. Yeah. They were going out the back of the hairdressers and smoking a joint. Now, would you be happy to sit in a seat and get your hair either cut or dyed by a girl who'd literally smoked a joint 5 minutes previous?
Like, personally, my opinion, yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
What? With a scissors in her hand?
I wouldn't mind it. If you're going to a hairdresser and you know the hairdresser and you trust her, I mean, I think having one joint on your break isn't going to harm you.
Well, no, it's not going to. Well, so you'd literally be happy with a woman holding the scissors who cutting around your ear who 5 minutes previous was after smoking a joint? I find that bizarre.
Yeah.
But this lady is speaking from experience that it doesn't affect your ability to do anything.
It must change in some way, Charlene, because
she just said it makes her relaxed.
Yeah, but you don't want a hairdresser to be relaxed. You want them to be alert.
You don't want her to be stressed out to bits either.
I would rather my hairdresser be relaxed and stressed and can't get through the day without being relaxed. She could have anxiety. She could have other issues going on. She's smoking a joint on her break. I honestly don't see the harm in it.
Jeez, well, I don't want my hairdresser being anxious either when they have a scissors around my ears. Like,
it only takes 10 seconds to do your hair, so it's no big deal. Stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Amanda.
Hey, guys. Amanda here. Jeremy, I think it's one of those occasions where you need to just move on with your life. Like, if I worked on the site and I was seeing the lads that I worked with taking, sniffing and doing all those types of things, and I'm supposed to rely on them for safety, yeah, personally, I would have an issue because I've got a ball in the game. You know, like, I work there. It could be me injured. You're just a passerby, Jeremy. If you were to ring, the foreman probably laugh at you and tell you to mind your own business. I think it's one of them.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, why are you angry listening to Charlene here?
I actually can't believe what I'm hearing. That, like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, go on now. Go out and have a joint on your break. Go on. And go on, sure, have one in the morning before you go to work. And sure, have one at dinner time as well. And, you know, sure, have one then on your 3 o'clock break. And then, like, Charlene, why do you smoke it?
I have a very stressful life, a very stressful job, and children at home. And when they go to bed, I don't drink. I don't drink any alcohol. I don't go out, so I smoke a joint in the evening. And I know people that go home and drink a bottle of wine every evening. So
no,
I really
no,
don't.
No, think... I'm not. No, but the point I'm trying to make is, you smoke it because you're stressed. That's fine. I'm not judging you with that. Because you're stressed, you're at home, your kids are upstairs, you want to sit down, you want to relax, just totally chill out. So you think that's okay for someone on their break going into work to smoke a joint so that they can totally chill out and be relaxed on a building site?
I do.
Oh my God, what planet are you living on?
I can't hear both of you. Sorry, Angela, say that again, please.
So you want a man to go into a building site, sit down at a crane or a JCB or a tractor or something like that and just be like, oh yeah, life's great here, life's just fabulous, yeah. No! And Adrian, with you as well. Adrian, do you drink after a pint?
Do I drink after a pint?
Do you drive after a pint?
No, I don't, no.
Why not?
Because it's against the law and it's dangerous.
And you still think it's okay, though, for them to sit and have a joint at lunchtime and go back into work?
Because I don't believe, and listening to Charlene, who smokes a joint every night to unwind, to chill out, she doesn't believe, and she's the one who smokes it, who knows the effect it has, she doesn't believe that one joint on your break will have a detrimental effect on somebody's ability to operate machinery or anything like that.
But that's the effect it has on her. I know plenty of people that smoke weed, and I have always said this, it just makes them stupid.
Are you stupid every night, Charlene?
No.
Charlene, that's your opinion. Of course you're not. You're going to say that you're not stupid every night. But I can guarantee if you sat next to me and you had to join and I tried talking to you, you'd be stupid.
If you're going home and you're having a bottle of wine at work,
I don't drink like that. I don't drink like that. I was on holidays there 2 weeks ago. I had one drink the whole time. One drink. Okay. I don't see the need for it. If I go out, I might have a few drinks. I might not have a few drinks. But I don't see, if you're going home at night time, and I'm not happy that your kids are there anyway, because what would happen if something happened?
I'm not in the house smoking it. My kids are tucked up in bed asleep. They don't get up.
What happens if one of them gets sick in the night and you have to drive somewhere?
I wouldn't drive them somewhere. My partner would drive them.
Well, your partner is away. I mean, that's a stupid thing. What happens if your partner isn't there? Does he smoke weed too?
Sorry?
Does your partner smoke weed?
No.
No. Okay. I believe you.
Charlene, just one final question before I let you go. What do you say to the message that came in a moment ago? And it's kind of unrelated to the topic, but it is as well, because you've made the admission. That is the most irresponsible mother I've ever heard on your podcast, admitting publicly to smoking joints while her child is in bed. What do you say to that?
It's not joints, it's one joint in the evening when my kids are in bed. My partner's there. If anything was to happen, that was there. If my partner wasn't at home, I wouldn't smoke it. If I knew my kids were up in bed and the possibility of them getting sick or something happened to them, I wouldn't. Put them in hands there. I wouldn't smoke
it. So that's fine. That's good to hear. But you're doing that. You wouldn't take that risk.
Irresponsible person.
Yeah. Yet it's okay for the lads outside the building site to smoke a joint.
I don't see the harm in it. If it makes them relax and gets them through the day, I honestly don't see that. It's different. I think it'd be different if they were going in. And I know people that go in on a Monday morning and they've been out and they haven't even been home and they've been doing God knows what all weekend, but nobody knows. So, you know what I mean? I do think it's very different, one joint. And coming in after being out on the session all weekend and you're absolutely still out of your head.
No, I want to agree with, you'd be surprised with this, I want to agree with Charlene on this. I'm backing you up here, Charles, here we go, because people look at cannabis and wine differently and people never judge a parent. I have friends who would put the kids to bed like Charlene does and would down a bottle of Dada or a bottle of Merlot when the kids are in bed. And they would never be judged by anybody because alcohol is seen as, it's 1 o'clock, the kids are in bed, it's 1 o'clock, let's have a bottle of Merlot. Yet Charlene is being... No, I don't necessarily agree with what she's been doing, but she's not Kate McCann, for God's sake. People are going on you're Kate McCann, Charlene. You're not going out to restaurants in tapas bars. You're literally smoking.
No, but I also am sitting there at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock putting on the dinner and I'm having a glass of wine in front of me, child. That's very acceptable as well. Your kids are seeing you starting on the wine. But that's okay. But for me, when my kids are asleep, when there's another responsible adult in the house looking after it, if anything was to go wrong, but it's not okay if I smoke one joint in the evening before I go to bed. That is not right.
Stay there. I'm going to let you go in a second, Charlene, but I've been asked to play this message for you from Martin. Just have a listen to this and I'll get your response to it in a sec.
Right, lads, can't come on today. Just listening. Fucking that woman there that says she smokes weed when her kids are in bed, she'd want her fucking kids took off her. Absolutely fucking unfit mother. She might think it's all fucking fine and dandy now, but the kids will grow up and they'll fucking smell it and they'll know what it is and they'll start smoking it too. What an absolute fucker. She'd want her kids took off her. Absolute. Oh, stop. I'm going to stop now, lads, because I'm really fucking bullying about that.
Now, do you want to respond to that?
The same person who probably goes home and has a few pints or goes to the pub and, you know what I mean, leaves the wife at home with the kids. That's the same kind of mentality that these people have, where you can't go home and they're going to go home and have a drink.
I agree with you, Charlene. I can't understand how things are like that. It's almost like, and I hear friends of mine talking about it like it's a badge of honour, saying, oh, God, geez, I only managed 3/4 of that bottle of Merlot last night. I'll finish off the rest with dinner. I mean, I don't agree with what you're doing, but I don't see any difference between that and the wine mammies.
Sorry, Angela, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
Can I ask you, do you go down to the local offie to get your weed?
No.
No, where'd you get it? Off a drug dealer?
Off a friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah, who's a drug dealer?
Well, I mean, a drug dealer who just sells weed. He doesn't supply every Tom, Dick and Harry with bags of coke, but yeah.
Is it an illegal drug?
It's an illegal drug, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer. You're doing illegal drugs with your kids downstairs.
No, my kids are not downstairs. My kids are upstairs in bed.
You're downstairs. You're very responsible doing illegal drugs downstairs while your kids are asleep.
Yeah, I'm smoking one joint.
Very responsible.
When there's a responsible parent.
I don't care.
Angela, can I ask you a question? Have you ever smoked a joint?
No. I took one pull of weed and it made me so sick.
Okay. So you've no idea the effect, if any, that that smoking
I do,
a joint
it
had.
It made me so sick.
It made you so sick. You.
Yeah.
Not Charlene.
Well, you're backing up my point, Adrian. You're actually backing up my point.
How?
Because as I said, it made me sick. It didn't her. So who's not to say that the six lads on the construction site aren't stoned off their heads?
Stay there for a second because I want to read out this message that's just come in to us and it says, if you read this out, guys, just don't say my name. I know it's different, but I used to work with a pub owner stroke manager who used to smoke joints during work hours. He used to always be high as a kite and deal and work with the public. He even left staff members smoke joints and do coke on their work shifts with no consequences. It was unworkable with some of these people, says that message. Now, Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Not bothering me, Adrian. And come here, Jeremy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I'm going to roll up Caddy's finest joint and mail it to you in the post.
You're so brave. That's so brave.
Because you need to have a joint of that uptight.
Now, that's probably true. I'm not going to argue with you on that. People have said this to me before, that if ever someone should take cannabis, it should be me, because I'm very uptight. But are you under the influence of cannabis at the moment?
At the moment? No, it's probably worn off by now, I'd say, since this morning.
But were you... No, I can't remember what you do. What do you do? Pluck chickens or something? What job do you do?
Pluck chickens, yeah. That's exactly what I do. I pluck chickens, Jeremy, yeah.
I don't know what job you do. Well, you work with machinery, do you?
I work for machinery, yeah.
Okay, you milk cows or whatever the case may be.
No, he's in a breaker's yard.
A what?
A breaker's yard. Oh, is that right, Darren?
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're working with heavy machinery while you're stoned?
Yep, not a bother.
Not a bother. Lovely.
But Jeremy, the way you're talking there, the whole podcast, you're putting cannabis on the same par with heroin. No. You must think when someone smokes a joint that they're comatose, they can't move.
Well, Darren, the joint you smoke must have damaged your ears, because I've literally said continuously during this podcast that I wouldn't compare cocaine to cannabis. I also said to that girl, Charlene, who was on a few minutes ago, who's been ripped apart by people, that I don't see anything different between her smoking a joint and people drinking a bottle of Malbec either. So I'm not...
Yeah, I tell you what the difference is, Jeremy. The only reason why people aren't going mad over the wine and are going mad over cannabis is the word illegal. That's the only reason.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Jeremy. Angela said it herself.
It was Angela's issue only 2 minutes ago with Charlene that it was illegal. So, Darren, let me ask you then. So you're somebody who would have a joint before your workday begins, okay? And you're You're working with heavy machinery, just like some of the lads on the building site that Jeremy's talking about. Are you fully capable of doing your job in a safe way?
Well, I'm here 15 years, Adrian. I have never had an accident. I have never let cars fall. I've never hit someone with a forklift. I've never let anything happen. So the people who think that you smoke a joint and you can't do that are idiots.
Okay.
And so Jeremy was saying there about the hairdresser. Would you let a hairdresser near you after smoking a joint with a scissors? What do you think she's going to do with that scissors, Jeremy, after smoking a joint? She doesn't have to take a fucking crystal meth.
Dan, can I say something to you? And I don't often advocate the use of drugs, but you need to double your intake of cannabis because you're wound up like a grandfather clock. Cannabis is supposed to make you stress-free and relaxed. You're never stress-free and relaxed.
Jeremy, that's only because I'm talking to you because you're winding me up.
No, my suggestion would be to you that you've smoked so much weed that it's literally no effect on you that you can't even be calm after a joint. But you agree, Angela? He's literally the most...
this is what I'm trying to say. Everyone's coming on saying, oh, you know, it doesn't have any effect on me, it doesn't have this. Yet they're all smoking it. Why are you wasting your money on it,
sir? Oh, my God.
But what
there's a big difference. There's a big difference between like someone who's smoking for 15 years will obviously get stoned, but they're not going to get stoned to the point where they can't do anything. Whereas someone is smoking for the first time, we'll say, and I give them a big joint, they'll be on their ear because they haven't smoked as much.
I was very sick on it, and I was horrendously sick, and I just took one pull of it. Right now, but what I'm saying, Darren, is, if this doesn't affect your daily life, right, why are you doing it?
It doesn't affect my daily life physically. It obviously makes me stoned and relaxed, but not to the point where I can't do anything. That's what I'm saying. I guarantee you, Angela,
you can't do anything.
Can I just say something to you first?
Yeah.
You were saying there about people smoking on lunch. I guarantee you, if you're in your job and one of your colleagues said to you, well, we'll go to the pub here for a quick pint on our lunch, you'd be laughing and joking about it.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
I don't drink like that, Darren. It doesn't cost me a thought. I had a drink.
Angela, if I were to say to you that before we recorded today's podcast, I had a glass of wine downstairs.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid. You literally wouldn't.
I would, because I turned around.
You wouldn't.
An hour, you're but the difference being, you're going to be driving then, are you?
No, if I said to you before we started recording today's podcast, I had a glass of wine downstairs here in the hotel. Forget about driving, just that I'm sitting here.
People will be laughing and joking about it.
Yeah,
but you know what the biggest difference is?
And you know why? Because it's legal.
Darren, let me finish. The heaviest machinery that you'd be working with is opening the door into the office.
What?
Into the studio. With Adrian, you're not going to be working machinery. You're not putting people's lives at stake.
Where Darren is.
I can drive forklifts and diggers better than most people sober when I'm stoned.
There you go. So in answer to our question, Angela, should Jeremy report these?
I certainly would.
Okay, he should report these workers.
And you know what? I actually wouldn't even go to the foreman because he probably knows about it. I go straight to the health and safety authorities.
Okay, and Darren, should Jeremy report these lads?
If he's reporting them to him, he'd go around to every site around Dublin and report to everyone down for doing drugs.
And report you while you're at it, because you admitted doing it as well. So there you are, Jeremy, another one on your list.
Does your boss know, by the way? Does your boss know, Dazzler?
Well, he knows I smoke it, yeah.
But does he know you smoke it on his time?
Well, let's just say he wouldn't notice, because it doesn't affect my job in any way at all, and or my work ethic. I work more stoned than most people do sober, so I don't really care what anyone says.
You stop making up statistics off the top of your head.
Not a statistic, that's a fact.
Now, sorry, Aramanda has said that there's a photograph of you on Facebook, your profile picture, and you have a chainsaw in your hand, you're cutting a tree. Is that?
Oh, yes. I do that in my spare time. I also use chainsaw stone in my head as well.
Is that are you joking, or is that actually the truth?
That's the truth.
You've operated a chainsaw just to fucking...
I cut and sell timber, firewood. I'm always cutting trees up. I've never had an accident. I've never had anything happen to me. Oh, touch wood.
The Westmeath Chainsaw Massacre. That's what's going to be in the news now.
Mead.
Oh, sorry, Mead. The Mead Chainsaw Massacre.
Darren, good to talk to you as always. Thanks very much, Lee, for your honesty. Bye-bye. And let me bring in one final message from David.
Hey, Adrian, great show as usual, and you too, Jeremy. Charlene there, Trevor got to the end of it. She is a bit of a weed head, but like, I mean, she's sitting at home with her kids in bed and she's getting high. What sort of a bleeding parent are you? Honest to God.
I'm surprised, actually, Jeremy, that you were so calm with Charlene.
No, I said to her, I think it's wrong. Rewind the podcast. I say, rewind it. Press the button.
We'd have done a previous podcast where you'd rip somebody like her asunder. Why the calmness?
Because I had a joint. I had a J before we came on. That's why I'm like.
All right. Are you going to report those builders or not?
I will tell you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
I'll discuss it with my boss, as in the wife.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.